For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Good morning. Good morning. My good mornings will either nauseate you, make you want to turn your radio down, or you're going to smile and go, all right, that's true. Good morning. Because God lives in you, and it's morning, and He gave you breath again. And His mercies are new this morning. All right, I'll stop. Okay, but I do want to tell you of two upcoming meetings we're having. I'm going to go over our ADM fall retreat just in giving you a report of how phenomenal it was. And then I'm doing a new series all this week. What do I do now? It's a question that someone had asked me at our retreat. And I'm going to pull it into what she actually asked me on. And I'm going to answer that on Friday as well, because I'm asking you guys to write in your Q&As, questions and answers. Thought it would be a great time on some Fridays to get some biblical answers out there. But two events that are upcoming. Brothers and sisters, I don't even know what day, what year was it? End of 2010, 2011, but God put on my heart that it was one very, very cold night in Louisiana. And I remember I had a visual of the homeless or someone on the streets of New Orleans. I can't remember if I was watching the news or, but here's what I do remember. I couldn't handle seeing someone's fingers and their toes being cold in the bitter night as they slept on the streets. And so I felt an impression from God. Use part of your, you know, ministry funding and help clothe their hands and help clothe their feet. So I simply called it Hands and Feet, an outreach, you know, to the homeless. And it's been fabulous. And we have partnered with Victory Fellowship Church in Metairie, Louisiana. And they help us find these locations. And our ministry, you know, thank you for all you who give out there. Part of the funding goes to, we are purchasing socks and we're purchasing gloves. And then we're also providing food. Man, we just go look on my website at some photos. We go out under the bridge across from the New Orleans Mission. We feed and we talk to people about God. We give them hope in Christ. But November 30th, we're going to be going to the New Orleans Mission. There's 200 men that will be there, men and women, but you know what I'm saying, 200 people. One of our partners will make 100 servings of jambalaya, and someone from Victory Fellowship Church will make the other 100. We will feed those people at the New Orleans Mission, November the 30th, hand out socks and gloves. And then our Christmas meeting is coming up. You will love this. December the 7th, daytime. It's a Friday. It's at Metairie Country Club. Everyone's invited. Registration, I think, is $25 for the meal. This is a phenomenal time. It's great to take off your lunchtime to join us. It's beautiful. It's a rare treat. You just come in. It's like awesome. So you start looking at the website. That registration will be open to register for that daytime Christmas. But look, what do I do now? One of the ladies pulled me aside. We had the best time, brothers and sisters, at our fall retreat. 15 new faces, which is good when you're pulling events going into different locales in the city. And you have 15 new people come out whom we've never met. It was such a joy, plus our regulars and faithful friends. We just had a blast. But this one lady said, okay, Anna, I'm getting so excited about being with God again. What do I do now? We had talked about when you've been snake bitten out of the book of Numbers and how Moses was instructed to put a serpent on a tall pole, and it represented Jesus wearing the serpent's garbage for us, and how if we look to Christ, we will be healed from any serpents biting us, and physical as well. When you're running the race, keep your eyes on Jesus. So the first thing I want to say, what do I do now? You wake up every morning. I told her, even if you have 10 minutes, you look to Jesus. Don't check your emails. Don't go to Facebook. Every morning, you are allowed to get a cup of coffee. You get your coffee, you look to Jesus. I'm going to share on this all week. What do I do now? Number one, you're looking to Jesus. He began you. He got you to that retreat. He allowed you to get out of work. It was a miracle. keep looking to Him. Join me all week for What Do I Do Now on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.